Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. They making noise. Start up.
Episode 199.
Oh my God, we're so close.
It's the Brooklyn Boys podcast. I'm Skeery. That's Brody.
Yep.
We are. We're inching ever so closer to a non-event. Because we don't have anything up our sleeves. I mean, we may have a surprise guest.
We do. Yeah, we spoke to him a few minutes ago.
He may be available for
a surprise guest.
I mean, but you know, it's not going to be, you know, Michael Rapaport. Although that would be great if he checked in.
No, that would be nice. You know what? He should come on. And by the way, can we talk about Michael Rapaport?
We can always talk about Michael Rapaport.
I told you something last night, and you're like, no. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, Michael Rapaport is capitalizing on David Brody's, you know, something that Brody pointed out. Go for it.
Well, okay, so so two things. I got a little financially screwed, maybe.
And by the way, the proof is in the podcast. You can actually go back to the podcast with Michael Rapaport and hear it unfold on the air.
Yes, it unfolded. It unfolded for sure. Okay, so two things. The Cameo app, most of you guys know what that is. It's where you pay people you like, famous or celebrities or just loser
or just
people like us.
Like Skeery Jones.
Right, okay, right. You pay us to record like a video greeting, a happy birthday for a friend or, you know, and so Skeery and I were sort of early adopters of this.
Yeah.
And when we had Michael Rapaport on our podcast, knowing that he's very big on social media and people either love him or hate him.
I said, you know what?
And plus also selfishly, I said something to him because if somebody signs up for Cameo and they, when it says who told you about Cameo, if you tell them it was somebody, you know, whoever it was like me.
Cameo.
Right. Then you get like 20% or something like that of forever of their income. Something like that. I think like a finder's fee percentage. Yeah. And then
so you told Rapaport about Cameo.
I did. And he said, oh, send me information. So we talk on social media directly, occasionally. So I sent him a DM after the interview. I said, hey, man, thanks for coming on. You were great. Here's the information. Just, you know, when you sign up, put me down. And we've talked about this on the podcast. Instead, when he signed up, maybe he didn't remember it was me. But he signed up and he said he was recommended by Bethany Frankel.
Which
sucks. One of the Real Housewife women.
Yeah.
I don't know how they're friends. I don't know. Maybe she mentioned it. He forgot about me. I don't know. Don't forget about Brody or Dre. Anyway, one of the things I'm good at, Scary and I talked about this last night, is I pick up on accents, inflections, crutch words.
Nuances.
Nuances in speech. I love analyzing speech. If I talk to people on the phone from customer service, I always say, oh, where are you from? You sound like you're from such and such state. And usually I'm pretty good, pretty close. So I noticed that when Mike, and it's on the podcast, I did say it to him. I said, Michael, you have a very unique way, which I love, of cursing people. You don't say you fuck. You say you fuck you. You like he's ready to start the next insult.
Yeah.
Like you fuck you asshole. But he just goes, you fuck you. Like he's so mad. He's like, so I if I remember correctly, I haven't listened to the episode in a long time. He said, oh, yeah. Like he's like, oh, yeah. Like he was.
I guess I do that. But it was apparent from the podcast episode that he was realizing for the first time on our podcast because
I pointed it out.
You pointed it out.
Right.
Well, he took that idea and he ran with it.
He now sells, I think it's spelled UFU.
Merch.
Yeah. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. So whatever. It's hats. So he sells merchandise that says, you fuck you.
Right. Like, so he pretty much, he fucked you twice, Brody.
Right. Yeah. So he's selling. Now look, there's a chance that he knew he said that and he thought it would be a catchphrase. But I pointed it out.
You did.
Also, Fat Jew. The Fat Jew.
Nice
Fat
guy. Jewish? Yeah. Love that
Fat
guy.
Fat Jewish. Did he ever come out with that book that I gave him a title for?
I don't know. But what was the name of the book?
I got to stop giving information away.
Yeah. I mean, this goes back to the days of Greg Brady.
It's the movie phone.
No, Greg Brady.
Let's
not get into Greg Brady.
Barry Williams.
Barry Williams. You gave him ideas.
About this, right?
Yeah, we did. We talked about it.
Well, I co-wrote a parody.
Go back and listen in order if you haven't heard about it.
Yeah, I co-wrote a parody with Barry Williams. I co-wrote a parody with a guy named Jay. I don't remember his last name.
Whatever.
He was a DJ in Cincinnati on Froggy FM. The two of us both called his agent and had an idea to do the Real Greg Brady to the Real Slim Shady, like, you know, 15 years ago when it was a hit. And so he used, I don't know, 60% of my lines, 40% of Jay's.
Yeah.
And then Barry and his agent changed one line so that they could get themselves a writing credit and then didn't pay me or Jay.
Yeah. This is like the time the guys from Wham-O, the Nerf company out in Los Angeles, they stole the idea of the hula hoop from a woman, and then they never gave her the royalties after they said they would. I saw this the other night on the History Channel. They were talking about the inventions of some of the most iconic toys in history, and these two guys are like their idea men, but they finally had money to back them, so they had other people giving them ideas for things like the hula hoop, the hula hoop. And some woman like said, I got this awesome ring that you and look, you get to, you know, you do some dance to it or whatever, you kind of have to keep it up. And they looked at it, they said, we love this, we're going to market this, and when we make money on this, we're going to give you royalties. Well, it turns out that later that year, the hula hoop becomes the hottest toy craze of 1957.
Yep.
And there were songs written about it. They made money hand over fist.
The
and then they got a statement from the woman's lawyer. Sorry, we're suing you because you were supposed to give us royalties. And they said, nah, fuck you.
Yeah, people are people, man.
That's terrible. People.
Yep.
Anyway, yeah. So.
Yep. I can't help myself. I give people ideas. I'm like, oh, I have an idea for you.
We speaking of merch, and we're going to talk about this right up front, and we're not going to mention it the rest of the podcast.
All right. We're going to mention the gingerbread man, but you go
gingerbread
first.
Gingerbread man, right. But the important part of this is it is the holiday season.
It's the holiday season.
It's time to shop for your loved ones.
It's time to shop for your loved ones.
And for yourself, and be indulgent. And if you didn't realize by now, we've been talking about it all over social media. If you buy any two items from our merch store, you get all three, a set of three high quality, mind you, Christmas ornaments or holiday ornaments free. So we're going to give you three free ornaments, the sweater, the gingerbread man, and the snow globe. And they all have different logos on it. So please pick out any two. And we have some new items like the beanie and the beanie with the pom-pom, you know. So yep. So go to our merch store, brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
And make a purchase. Because and then we have the holiday sweatshirts that people were asking for that ran out of stock.
It's the holiday sweatshirt.
It's the holiday sweatshirt.
And boop dee doop.
And Hickory Dock.
Yeah.
So the holiday sweatshirts and t-shirts are back, and along with everything that you've ever loved. Okay.
Did we talk? Can I mention the gingerbread man?
Yeah. Let's talk about the gingerbread. But I mean, it's small. It's a small thing. It's been corrected.
No. But here's the thing. If you received you bought two and you get three free holiday ornaments.
Right, one of them is a gingerbread man that said F.
It should say FU877 on the chest. Some of them went out plain.
Mm.
So
I guess you know what? I guess people wouldn't have known that it was supposed to say FU877.
Well, if they saw the graphics that we posted, clearly. Anyway, if you don't have the email address, I don't want to give it out now and have everybody bombard the guys. But if just DM me.
If your gingerbread man does not say FUApe77.
They'll quickly replace it, is really the point of it all.
Yeah.
So just let us know, and then we'll give you the email address to let Matt know. And Matt will take care of it, because the people who made them for Matt did not properly print them all.
Right.
So there you go.
There you go. Perfect.
All right. The Boys Podcast
with Brody and Scary. Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at PurdueGlobal.edu.
Wow, that was a fast finger on the, on the thing.
That's what they used to call me in college.
Yeah, you hit that button pretty fast.
Fast finger.
I would like to hear the get your trick on a cat scale.
Yeah, I'll bring that back.
I want to hear that one.
Yeah.
Speaking of, I just got a text message from my buddy Jeff. I got tickets. You don't know the craze. The other night, Monday morning. Sunday night into Monday morning. So Monday morning, 2 a.m., roughly, Spider-Man tickets went on sale for the next Spider-Man movie, No Way Home.
That's pretty cool.
Well, luckily I was up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, God.
And I tried to get tickets, and every ticket site, every movie theater, shut down, crashed, overloaded, mayhem. I don't remember the last time this happened, maybe for Avengers Endgame. And so, I have to go the first day or the second day at least, right? And so luckily we do a morning show. When we got up at 5 in the morning, I went back on and I got tickets. So they're for Thursday the 16th. I got 3D. I couldn't get IMAX. IMAX was just gone, completely gone. So I told my buddy Jeff, I said, hey, we're going to the movies the Thursday when the movie comes out. He's like, oh, great. Okay. Because my daughter got tickets with a friend. She managed to get tickets also. And so he just texted me a little while ago and he says, we're going tonight, right? What are you talking about? He says, yeah, the movie. I said, not this Thursday. You're 2 weeks away.
You're already jumping the gun here.
So he says, no, my kids are going tomorrow. I said, no, they're not.
Right.
They're going 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Sure.
So he just texted me back. Oh, shit.
Yeah, that happens. Sometimes I get ahead of myself, especially in December because there's so much planned.
Yeah,
that
but
I don't realize.
The kids must have said we got for the Friday. For the
Friday.
So he thought Friday.
Right. All right.
So I don't know what he was thinking. He's not a crazy Marvel head like I am. He should have known that, though, but he didn't know that. Mm. So I was like, oh, I'll still go out tonight if you want.
Oh, okay. You're going to go out? By the way, I didn't tell you this, Brody. I'm going to spring this on you and the slices at the same time. At the same time.
You're about to get my natural reaction because I have no clue what you're talking about.
Did I tell you about...
Well, if you did, then you just ruined
everything. Did I tell you about what I'm going to be doing at Z100's Jingle Ball? Maybe I did.
No, you said something about you'd be doing a lot of interviews. You were going to tell me about it.
Right.
So but you didn't say what. You said, I'm tired. I'll call you later.
Yes.
And then you went to sleep.
So I've been chosen by Extra TV, you know, the TV show, to be their official red carpet on camera correspondent for Z100 Jingle Ball in New York City on the 10th.
Oh, that's very impressive.
How cool is that?
That's not a hit the jingle. That's impressive.
Yeah, there's no client. There's no sponsor. There's no catch. Not getting paid. That's not the way it works. I will tell you that as excited as I am, I'm not nervous, and I'm not going to Weird Al the damn thing because I don't. Only Weird Al makes me that way. I'm actually pretty okay with everyone else and very conversational, but I am nervous anxious for a reason. You know how those red carpets go.
Oh, sure.
Dude, it's cutthroat because you're not the only one there. When I did that Sebastian Maniscalco piece, that was an exclusive. It was just us. We were in a quiet room, and we had them all to ourselves. But now I got Entertainment Tonight next to me and beyond that, Access Hollywood. Then to my right, I got, you know, this outlet. I got TV broadcast news here.
Right.
And then there's millions of people screaming in the room like, over here, over here. Hey, Jonas Brothers, over here. Yo, Nick. And it's loud. And it's, can I get you for a second? And a lot of times these artists and celebrities will get on the red carpet. They'll take their picture. They'll talk to one outlet or two outlets, and then they'll just buzz off. Like, bye, I'm out.
Right.
And I know that I'm not going to be the first one on the carpet. I'm going to be like third. So even though I'm with Extra TV, I'll have that nice, nice microphone. I'll feel empowered by having the extra microphone. Like, look, Scary Jones with Extra. Come here. You know, and they'll have a camera. Everything's a professional setup and all that. And I feel empowered for that. And I feel I'm not that aggressive guy that has to be like, oh, yeah, one question.
Please, with a mic in your hand.
One question. Ed Sheeran, over here. My hope is that some of these...
Ed Sheeran will recognize you.
Well, that's the thing. I would hope that Ed Sheeran and maybe the Jonas Brothers, when they come by, will actually recognize me. Like, oh, shit, it's Scary. You know, Ed Sheeran might not know my name, but the Jonas Brothers may because they grew up listening.
Oh, the Jonas Brothers know your name. I told the story, didn't I, about the Jonas Brothers and my daughter?
Yeah, they know us all, actually.
Yeah, the Jonas Brothers, like, they'll go across a room and like, oh, hey, Brody! Like, because they know me for like 15, 20 years.
The AJR guys, I mean, man, since they started. When they performed on the former incarnation of this podcast.
That's right.
The off-air show. Twice we had them perform. It was crazy. You could dig through that episode, off-air show.
Speaking of the off-air show, I don't want to not give credit where credit is due.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize because I should have had this ready. But one of our new slices tweeted at me and said, I just started the podcast. I just heard the latest episode. Love it. So I've gone back to the beginning. However, what she said was, I saw that on the same channel, I scrolled all the way down and I saw off-air show. So I'm going to start from the first episode of the off-air show and work my way up. Now, look,
which
I don't
is okay because
the show,
well, it's still, we it's still good. Get credit because it's on this channel, so we get credit for it.
Right. I don't want to discredit the. Sorry, my phone just went off. I don't want to discredit off-air show. I thought it was good. In fact, I'm on a couple episodes. I listened all the time, but it's 147 episodes.
It's a lot.
right?
And weirdly starts at number 32, though. I have to figure that out. I don't understand why.
Some of them, when we transferred platforms, maybe the first they didn't go.
You know what? We can't go back. I'm not going to post those.
No. So my point was, I said, you have like 100, whatever, you know, 100, I guess I thought 147, but 100, let's just say 115 right. or whatever, 16. That's still a lot. That's hours and hours and hours before you ever get to Brooklyn Boys.
We had a listener actually text the Big Show and say that they're starting with off-air show, and they plowed through the whole thing, and now they're on like episode 32 of our show.
Yeah.
So
We're going to talk about how many hours and of some of our slices listen to the podcast. We're going to get to that later.
Right. And then
I just want to tell a quick red carpet story.
Before you do that, I just need a pointer or a tip. How can I get the interview without being rude, but being aggressive? What do I call out? Like, what do I say to get like Doja Cat's attention? Yell Doja, or do I call her by her real name if I know that?
I would say, "Hey, it's me, your best friend."
Like, make a joke. Like, do it like a joke. Like, sweetie. Yeah.
I would say, "I'm your best friend." Make this song joke.
I'm not an aggressive person. So
you are, dude. First of all, you should have a couple of drinks because I've seen you drunk with a microphone. You are the most aggressive.
I'm assertive when I'm drunk. You're right. Maybe I should have a few cocktails.
I think you should have a couple of cocktails. You know how you are when you get on stage. Hey, everybody! Yeah, I don't hear you.
Make some noise.
Yeah, can I get a what? You know, yeah.
Let the beat drop.
Right. Yeah, okay. Put the hunk in the bunker. Okay, so I've done red carpet interviews as the interviewer twice, where it was like, well, actually, you and I did the TV Guide thing, but like red carpet.
Red carpet.
Rest in peace, UB40. You're not getting any older than... Okay, so I did two red carpets for the Walkers and Talkers podcast. The first one was a few years ago. Jamie and I are my podcasting co-host from Light FM in New York.
Sounds like your dog is mangling a fucking buzzard in the background. Yeah, what's going on there?
Yeah, barking at the...
It's howling at the wind?
Yep. No, some of the mail person must be... The mail carrier must be coming or something. I don't know. It could be a dog outside. At least all three of them aren't going crazy. So anyway, if it keeps up, we'll pause.
That's okay.
So it's realism.
Wait till you hear the construction going on above me. Wait till that kicks in.
Oh, nice. So Jamie and I go to the season 8 premiere of The Walking Dead. They fly us out. AMC flies us out to LA.
Oh, I remember this.
And we go to the Greek Theater. Right, which was in the movie Get Me to the Greek. I think that's what, right? It was the Greek Theater. This beautiful outdoor clamshell and beautiful weather. It was great. And this very long red carpet. And they on the floor by our feet so that the talent can see who you are. So it's upside down to us. It says Walkers and Talkers Podcast. And to the right of us is the guy from comicbook.com. Mm-hmm. Brandon, a very established guy. And then next to them is Extra and Entertainment Tonight. Like, so we are from left to right. We are probably 30th out of 31.
Ooh.
There's one person to our right.
Okay? Wow. That's very, by the way, it must be very fatiguing when you're when you start in the beginning and you have to go through the first 12 media outlets most of them are asking you the same question.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be the 31st?
There was probably 8 or 9 cast members from The Walking Dead, and they came out in order of power, right? Like the big shot first, and then, you know, Rick Grimes, Andrew Lincoln, he comes out first, right? Okay. And so the guy next to me, Brandon, he's a big shot.
Let's go, Brandon.
Comicbook.com. No, let's not do that. And, Brandon knows a lot of the cast members. He's interviewed them many times. And, you know, he's got podcasts. He's a big name in the sci-fi community, right? Brandon Davis.
Yep.
He does videos. Good-looking guy, wears a suit to this thing. He's got a cameraman, you know. So the talent starts coming down the line. And the big names, they stop after like 15, 16, 17. They get pulled away. They don't even make it down to our end.
By the way, that's timed. That's planned.
Yeah.
I'm going out on a date, and in about 20 minutes, call my phone so you can,
bail. Also, because we're in size order, basically, they know where the drop-off is. So I don't get the three or four biggest names.
Of course not.
So as this, the B-list and C-list cast members of the show, who I still love,
it's all orchestrated,
start coming down to us, to our end, Brandon jumps in front of me every time and's like, hey, what's going on, Pollyanna? Hey, you know, Jeffrey, what's going on, JDM? My man, how's it going? And they know him. They've met him at previous things. This is our first time, so we've never met a lot of these people. So he then turns, so I'm behind him, right? He makes a quick 90-degree turn and has the camera, and he's talking to them, and he's talking to them like he's doing a full-blown fucking interview with each one of them.
Really?
So by the time he's done with them, they're like, oh, a podcast? Like, they look down at our feet and go, podcast? And they, some of them walked away. I credit to some, most of them, the B, the C's, and the D's all talked to us. But at that point, he asked them all the good questions. So I was like, you know, but we had a real mic. We had a mic flag, and, you know, we were somewhat professional.
No, I'm sure, listen, I'm sure it's a great experience.
Yeah, so out of the 15...
They don't put you in a position to win, unfortunately.
No. So out of the dozen, I'm going to say a dozen cast members, we probably spoke to seven, which was pretty good. And we got to take pictures, and then we got IDs from them. It was a good experience. When Brandon's like, dude, we should hang out next time you're in town. Absolutely. Yeah, he's hugging them. Like, he knew them. I'm like, this is the worst guy to be behind, right? The second time I did a red carpet was also for The Walking Dead at the Paley Center in Manhattan.
There's always like someone who upstages you.
Yeah, it's an artsy-fartsy, like, movie screening, documentary place. It's really fancy-schmancy. So they put me again at the end of the red carpet. But now I thought I was just going to, because they had a screening of the season premiere or the finale or something. I think it was the premiere of season 9, we'll say. And so all I have is my phone. So they're like, you can go on the red carpet. I'm like, oh, fantastic. So now I'm at the end of the red carpet. And again, there's camera crews, there's local, there's, you know, Sci-Fi Channel. Everybody's there, AMC, big shots. And then I get like... they're running a little behind. So when they get to you, you got like three questions. Oh, what? Boy. What? I thought I would have six. I wrote six. No, you said six. Nope. Three questions.
Three questions.
Well, can I get him to do an ID? No IDs. Nope. We don't have enough time. Can I get a photo? Can I get a selfie? No, no photos. You're at the last one.
Or
of the line.
You just ask for forgiveness rather than permission. Because that's not you, David Brody.
No, they stood next to him off to the side in my peripheral vision. And when I got to the third question, they were like reaching for his shoulder. So when I said, can I get in? All right, let's go. We got to go. The screening's starting.
So brutal.
I interviewed Jeffrey Dean Morgan, who may have known him from Grey's Anatomy. He was in love with Izzy. I don't tell you what happened, but anyway, he's a big name. So I'm interviewing him on my phone. You know, look, the sound quality was good, but I was like not the guy my point was you're going to be with the extra crew and a mic flag, and that's real deal. I was a putz with a podcast. I want a shirt that says that.
And a putz with a podcast. Putz with podcast and phone. Here, talking to my phone.
The three P's. Podcast and phone.
You got to do a little bit better than that.
Absolutely.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global.
When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So people are wondering why we're recording on a Thursday. So yesterday, somebody tweeted us, and again, I don't have it ready, I apologize, and they said, hey, is the podcast up yet? It was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So I was like, we never do this early on a Wednesday. I said, it'll be up later today.
Yeah.
And then, as always, something came up.
Well, I mean, listen, we're busy during the week.
Right. Well, you know, again, it's not my fault. So we're doing it today.
Okay, so that's fine, which is fine. And we listen, totally as long as we issue a podcast somewhere within the work week, right, I think we're good.
Yeah, but
I know certain people are waiting for it to drop. I get that. You know, we just can't. Unfortunately, there are things that take precedent.
And absolutely. So I was out last night.
It sucks. I mean,
I have to take my daughter.
I'd love to be on a schedule.
Yes, I drop my daughter off every day at an after school activity.
Yep.
And I drive home and we do the podcast. Well, I had some extra time because I was pretty sure we weren't doing the podcast till later. And so on the way home, I pass a ShopRite. Not my normal one, but the one I pass every day I drop my daughter off. So I'm like, you know what? I need a couple of things that I'm out of. I like to eat a couple of oranges or clementines in the morning during the show.
Yeah, that shit don't fill me up.
But they keep me busy when I get the munchies at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, let me just stop at ShopRite. But I was listening to the radio. You guys know, you guys listen to radio. You ever have like something's on, you just can't get out of the car, like a good phone tap or an interview?
Right.
So I'm listening to a sports radio interview. It's in New York. And they're interviewing the new general manager of the Mets. And I'm very excited. And it's a really good interview. So when I pull into ShopRite, it's still going. So I turn the car off and I have the radio on and I'm charging my phone and I'm sitting in the parking lot, maybe 10 minutes. And all of a sudden, this is not my Dodge Charger, by the way. I was in my daughter's car. She's away at college. So I was in the Ford. And the radio shuts off. What the fuck? Why is the radio going off? So I'm like, maybe it's got like I had the car an accessory. So I turn the car off, turn the car back on, and the radio's not going on. I go, that's weird.
The fuck?
So I go to start the car, figuring I'll start the car, and that'll reset the radio.
Oh, man.
The battery died.
Oh, from you having the engine off and just listening too long?
Yeah. Now, I put the battery in the car a year and a half ago. A good battery. It should not have done that.
Oh, boy.
So I'm in the second spot.
You're lucky it wasn't the alternator.
Sure. Okay.
That would have fucked you up for good. That's a lot of money.
It is.
Replace the alternator.
Yes. So I'm in the second spot in the row. So in other words, the car to my right is on the end and I'm in the second spot. And so I'm sitting there and it's cold outside and I have jumper cables because I'm prepared.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And so I'm looking around and there's a woman in the car to the left of me. And I go, roo, roo, roo. And she looks over like I have a dead battery, and she gets back in her car and she drives away. And somebody pulls into our spot, another woman. Mm-hmm. And this is not a male woman thing. It just happened to be a woman. And I do the roo, roo, and she's like, looks at me and she walks away. And the woman
to my
right.
Does she think
you're
doing a Scooby-Doo impression?
What?
She thinks you're doing a Scooby-Doo impression?
Roast. And the woman to the right of me in a white SUV, she's standing next to my passenger window, getting her keys out. And I give her the puppy dog eyes. I go, roo, 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 roo. And she looks like, oh, that guy has a dead battery, and gets in her car and drives off.
Oh.
The guy in the spot, not nose to nose with me, but nose to nose, one to the left. Guy pulls in, and he looks like the kind of guy who either works on cars or has owned a couple of pickup trucks in his life. He's got like a trucker hat on.
Is he the superhero
gear
that saves the day?
So I look at him and I go, fuck yeah. So I time it perfectly. He gets out of his car. He goes to his trunk. And as he's walking through the cars.
You knew he had jumper cables in
there. 10 feet from my hood. I go,
Yeah.
And he looks at me and he goes, I got cables,
man. I got you, of course. Now, I heard, now I don't know if this is right or not, but if you don't do this shit right, you could fuck up your own car. If you don't,
yeah, you could also flood the engine if you put too much gas. Yeah, I know what to do and what not to do. So I knew this guy. I had to time it though. I couldn't open the window and bother him. I was going for the pity, the note, let me put it on him. He was like, I got cables. So I got in the car. I go, I do too. Let's do this. Thank you. And the woman to my right had just pulled out. He goes, and the spot's open. So he swung around real quick.
That's cool.
He parked next to me, gave me a jump. It couldn't have been nicer. So I just want to give a shout out to Scruffy McTrucker Hat.
McGruff the crime dog.
Yeah, so McGruff. He gave me the jump. I didn't go shopping because I was like, I don't want
to. McScruff.
I didn't want to turn the car off because, you know, once you jump that car, you want to get the car running. You want to drive it, charge that battery.
So positive goes to positive, negative goes to negative, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And then, which is the red one?
It doesn't matter.
Well, why? No, one of them is always red.
As long as you're consistent. Well, because the cables just have colored handles. They don't know what color they are.
Oh, okay.
But so the red handle goes on the red terminal. Black is negative.
Okay, there you go. All right, fine.
And red is positive.
That's good.
But if you switch them, as long as you switch them on both cars, it isn't a big deal.
Yeah, I'd be scared shitless because I wouldn't know what I'm doing.
You've never jumped a car?
No.
That was one of the first things my dad told me.
I've had my car jumped.
Oh, my God. Do you know how to check your oil?
Yes, that I know how to do.
But you don't know how to, if you needed a jump start, you don't know what to do?
No, I don't.
Wow.
I know where the battery is. You know, you have to go front to front. You have to open the hoods, right? And then you connect the cables.
No, you can go side to side. Fend to fend.
All right. Thank you, Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
You can go side to side.
I'll open it up like a door or whatever.
So they usually have these crimpy fucking things the
clamps,
right? Yeah. The clamps go on each.
Yeah.
Right.
On the terminals.
Terminal, right? Yeah.
You just clamp them. Now,
now is your car supposed to be running when you do that?
No.
Neither car. Both cars have to be off.
Yes. Now what you do is.
I didn't know this. Both cars have to be off.
Yes. Okay. Yes. You should have them off unless you're a daredevil and you want to. Yeah. Some newer cars have a ground pole in your engine, so you can put the black on the ground.
So once the I understand the cables. Once they're connected, then the car that can start with the good battery starts their car first, right?
Right. And then you, depending on how dead you think your battery is, it's like flushing a toilet. You don't want to flush it when the tank hasn't filled because then you do it too early.
So wait, now is your battery charging? Your battery is now charging while that car is on. For every second that car is running, your battery is now charging.
Yeah, but I knew that I didn't have a severely dead battery. I didn't leave it for a winter with the lights
on. So do you then, with the other car running, start your car?
Yeah, that's how it works. Yeah, of course.
You start your car.
Right. If it doesn't start, you get a percentage, right? In your mind, your car would normally go, room, right? But it might go, room, click, 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 click. If you get a click, 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 your battery's completely dead for that. You got nothing. But then eventually you get the, then you get the, you're close.
Yeah, I'm going electric next time. I think I'm really going to get an electric car.
The 2024 Dodge Charger is going to be either a hybrid or electric. Now, if ever a car should be
electric,
it's the Dodge Charger. That's the car.
It's called the Charger.
Right. So my lease will get me a 23 because my lease will be up in 23. So I will actually have...
I'm done. Done with gas.
Well, I'll be done with gas when I get to 26, probably. I'll have to figure that out. But here's the problem with the Charger. They have to figure this out. If it's a hybrid, it won't be a problem. But you know, when you have an electric car, it doesn't make any sound.
I know that.
The best part of my Dodge Charger is it goes brruh, 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 when you start it, and the engine sounds like an animal.
It's
a brruh, I got a Hemi in that thing. And when I accelerate, it goes
Will the electric version of that car at least have the sound effect
just so you can
get the feeling? They're going to have to do something.
I don't want a quiet car. The point of a Tesla is to have a quiet car. I don't want a quiet car.
Well, it's the same thing with cell phones. These fake rings on these cell phones.
They're going to have to manufacture and come up with the accurate sound for the Dodge Charger because no one wants a muscle car that goes. I don't want that. I want people to know I'm coming 5 blocks away.
Yeah, if that's going to be a problem.
I'll record the engine noise on a loop and play it through my stereo if I have to.
I love this idea. This is great. To reproduce, so when all regular cars
you want that engine noise. Like when you start a Corvette.
So as they move into the into the electric world, will they ever retain the sound
of
their
engines? They have to. You start a Corvette, you want that sound. Imagine starting a motorcycle, electric motorcycle, didn't make any noise.
And it's all sound effect at this point. It's all cosmetic. It has nothing. It's like a NASCAR. It's like the fucking headlights are decals. They're not real. Nothing's real in that car.
You know what I'm afraid of, though? Let's say I buy a Dodge Charger and they give you the fake sound effects, right? So my car sounds like an old Charger, right?
Yeah.
What's to stop somebody with a Nissan Sentra from putting in the same like module so when you drive the little pea shooter, you know, you get the... Like that'll be like a fun thing. You have a small car with a small engine, but you buy the sound effect for the Charger. You upgrade it.
That would be great. I love that. In fact, what about cross-pollination of cars where a Porsche could start like a Volkswagen or vice versa?
It's the same company, isn't it?
Or even, it doesn't matter. Audi, you name it. Whatever the car is, you have a sound panel. How do I want to start my car today? With which car's sound
that
effect?
That would be good. Yeah, like a ving. Yeah. Yeah. That's my big catch. That's the big catch. I got to have the noise. So,
I like that.
Do you know what a reciprosexual is?
A reciprosexual?
Yep. I told you about my friend who's dating on dating apps.
Yep.
So he told my friend who told me, because I'm asking him for juicy information. There are like you can check boxes like what you're into.
Yeah.
Right, like homosexual, heterosexual, bisexual.
Bisexual, pansexual, so, and then right. There's...
So there's gray sexual I never heard of.
Gray sexual.
Yep. Look that up. There's demisexual.
Demi Lovato?
Demi Lovato, yeah, or Demi Moore. But reciprosexual stuck with me when he told me about this one. So it's I'm into you once I find out you're into me. In other words, reciprocal. Huh. So if you think I'm sexy, then I'll find you sexy.
Automatically?
I'll find you sexy first.
I don't automatically.
Right. So they're not attracted to people.
So if you're into me, I wouldn't make the decision. Wait, I would automatically be into you because you're into me?
No. Let's say you meet a girl who's reciprosexual.
Yeah.
She is not going to sleep with you or find you attractive. Until you say, you know what, I'm into you. You're hot. I'm into you. Then she'll be like, oh, this guy's into me. That's hot. I'm into him now.
But what I'm saying is it an automatic?
No. In other words, that's what allows her to like you is
right.
Like,
but
she can't like you at all. She's not turned on by you until she finds out you're turned on by her.
She's waiting for people to come to her. And right. I get that, but. Once,
no, it's not automatic.
It's not automatic. My God, he's in love with me. You know what? I love you too.
No. It's now, wait a minute. She may not find you attractive at all. What I'm saying is that's when they first are attracted to you if they find out you're attracted to them.
Gotcha.
I don't think it's automatic. I didn't know that this is
a precedent.
He told me there's like 30, but he told me a couple that were the ones.
I want to hear more of these. Can we have him on the podcast? I want to hear him go down the list.
Yeah, I'll see if he'll go on. I'll talk to him.
Okay.
But here's my problem. If two people are reciprosexual,
yeah,
they can never get together because neither one will find the other one attractive first.
That's right.
You see what
right,
I mean?
Right, so then, yeah, they'll just sit there like, doo-doo-doo. It's your move. No, it's your move. No, it's your move.
Romantisexual where they're never romantic. It's a whole list. Apparently, I don't remember all of them. I'll look them up. You know, if he won't go on, I'll ask him to tell me what app it was. And then I'll have him send me a screenshot. That's probably the best thing.
We've come a long way.
Send me a screenshot of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll look them up and I'll tell you what they are.
Sounds good.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skeery and Brody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You got to get better at like telling me you're hitting that button. You're like, sounds good.
Hey, listen, I want to go over our Spotify playlist because they came out with their 2021 Wrapped, which is basically, you know, it gives you your year with the Spotify
your
app.
Your favorite song, your favorite podcast, your favorite artists, your favorite everything, and how much you listen to them.
And before we go any further, shout out to everybody who screenshotted the favorite podcast, Brooklyn Boys, man, because I guess a lot of slices, they spend time with the Spotify app and they listen.
Oh my God.
They listen to our podcast through their app. And Spotify said, hey, guess what? The Brooklyn Boys is your favorite podcast. And you spent 3,500 minutes listening to them this year.
Yeah. So I took as many as I could and I put them on my Insta story.
I actually did the same.
And I got a whole bunch more today, so maybe I'll put them up later. But I want to just mention a couple. Please don't get mad if I don't mention you. But Sean, 1475.
Yeah.
192 episodes, 12,566 minutes for Sean. Will I Am, that's Will_I_EYE, I mention him all the time. Listen to 199 episodes, which means he at least listened to one more than once.
I gotta interrupt here. Top this. Spin Dog Fresh 14.
Hold on, let me finish the one I'm reading. Will I Am.
Okay.
12,414 minutes.
Okay. This one you got Spin Dog Fresh 14, got 108 episodes for 10,963 minutes.
Yep. And Lindsay Spector, 199 episodes, 12,414 minutes. But I got a winner. I got to figure out who's it. Miss Lauren Taylor?
Right.
No, Lindsay Spector. I'm sorry, Lindsay Spector. I had the wrong numbers.
Right.
Lindsay Spector, 199 episodes, 15,726 minutes.
Wow, there you go. That's the winner. But honorable mention for Oranges, 4,568 minutes streamed. And also JWag519 with 3,867 minutes. But you know what? We'll take it. We have a lot. It goes on.
This one just came in. Pharmanon. That's Danny for the win.
A Pharmanon.
181 episodes, 14,531 minutes. Holy crap. So, we got these. You know which one I thought was the best? For Scary, I want you to read your top five genres of music that you listen to on Spotify. Let's see if we're compatible.
Okay. From number five to number one.
Yeah.
Tropical house, progressive house, dance pop, and slap house. The number one genre. Slap house. What the fuck is slap house?
I think that's, isn't that legal in Nevada?
Slap House is
that's
legal.
The prostitute house.
Yeah.
Isn't that called Slap House?
Slap House. I don't know. I have no idea what that's a genre of music. And that's my number one genre on Spotify. Yeah. That I apparently listen to on Spotify.
Is that like you hear the music and you just slap people in front of you, like in the face?
Well, truth be told, when I go to Spotify, it's always for a dance playlist. I always
want
to just.
Truth be told, I miss you.
Yeah. And truth be told, I'm leaving.
I'm lying. Yeah. Okay, so my top five. Let's see if any of them are the same.
Go ahead.
Number five.
Yep.
Glam metal.
Nope.
Number four. Metalcore. Number three. Ska punk. That's probably a lot of Mighty Mighty Boss Tones, if I had to guess. Number two. Classic rock. And number one. Hard rock. Did we overlap?
Not a chance. We are so completely opposite. Now you understand why we do a podcast together. Because we are nothing alike in any way.
What are your five most played artists?
Five most played artists. Once again, I have no idea how it became this. And I don't even know my number one artist. Number five is Joel Corey, who does a lot of dance music. Joel Corey does... Becky Hill's number four.
The hell's Becky Hill? And which one of these is Slap House?
Number three is Medusa.
Medusa or Medusa?
Medusa with a Z.
And Medusa.
They do. They do with like three or four songs that I love. David Guetta is number two.
I gave you that one.
And number one is an artist called ALOK. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. Alok or Alok. I don't know
these
how
are some
this
big names.
But here's why I think, because I go to the top dance songs, A-Lock is probably always on there and is always being played. So that's probably why it ended up number one.
So you don't even know if it's like a lock or a
no, I don't know. I never heard of this motherfucker.
All right.
So what about yours?
So I have to preface this.
And then I'm going to give you my top five songs.
These are not my five favorite bands, but so I wake up in the morning. I have, my Spotify and Bluetooth speaker in the bathroom outside the bedroom, so I don't wake anybody up, and I have to get out of bed to stop it. But I tend to wake up to playlists where the first song starts off really loudly to wake me up. Okay, so
before you go.
Right. So I pick songs that start playlists that are good for waking me up. So number five, Anthrax.
That's, I'm the man.
Well, that's, yes, you would know that one, yeah. Number four, U2.
A great choice, by the
right?
way.
That's I think a, I,
you
that's
got great
one of my
taste
alarms
in that.
Is Beautiful Day.
It's
I wake
a
up
beautiful
to beautiful
day.
Three is the Struts. Love the Struts. Two is a band, I'm going to spell it for you. It's pronounced Atreyu. Atreyu. Discovered them about 3-4 months ago, maybe 6 months ago. Love them.
You've been obsessing over them, apparently.
Love them. They are I guess they're considered metalcore, but they're melodic and catchy as hell. So if you like hard rock, it's really good. And number one is Motley Crue, because Kickstart My Heart.
Kickstart My Heart. Kickstart your day.
With the motorcycle. Yeah.
Right. And now,
that wakes me up. So those are my top five wake-up songs,
now,
I guess.
I don't know how this happened, but my top songs. Number five is Memories by Kid Cudi, which is an old song from... 2010. It's like,
okay,
all the crazy shit I did last night that'll make the best memories. Lose Control from Medusa. Won't you be the one to when I lose control? I need your love. Sorry. Then there's a song that I never heard of, No Time for Tears. Again,
you never heard of it.
Little Mix and Nathan Daw. I don't know
Little
what song.
Mix.
Then number two is a song called, never heard it, Gotta Be You by a group called Nervo, who I know, they're DJs, Nervo. And number one is Goosebumps. I get those goosebumps every time. But I don't think that this is a good portrait or snapshot of me. It's not representative of who I am in real life. I just think it's more representative of the fact that every time I turn on Spotify, I hit the current dance playlist, and those were all the songs and artists that were in my rotation. Because I don't use Spotify for anything else, really. It's only when, if I'm just hanging out and I just need music, I'll just pop it on.
All right.
You know?
So I had a little run-in with Spotify. Tell me what you would do in this situation. So sometimes when I hear a song I don't know, you Shazam it, right?
Yep.
Sometimes it's a song I know, but I don't know what album it's on. So I'll Shazam it because I want to like just remind myself while I'm in the car, oh, what album is that? So I can listen to it later or make sure I have the album.
Right.
Okay. So I'm listening a couple of days ago and AC/DC comes on, a song called Big Gun. And I know it's on one of the later albums, last one of the one before it. It's recent, but it's a really good song. And I wasn't sure what album it was on, so I Shazammed it. Now, when you Shazam it, at the bottom, it says open in Spotify. Right? You know that.
Yeah, you can't change that. Is that a default or is that?
Yeah, no, it's
that permanent?
They deal with it. They work together. You can't change it on the radio. So you open it in Spotify. So if you like a song, you can go open it up in Spotify, add it to a playlist, whatever.
Cornered the market.
Right. So when I open up AC/DC, now AC/DC, if you don't know, is spelled AC/DC.
Yep.
So I go to open it in Spotify, and it says, no songs found by the band DC. It's reading it as DC. It doesn't read AC/DC.
So if you just wrote AC/DC in a row without the slash, does it find it?
I'm not the one writing it. The app opens it up automatically. Right? If you're in the search window, you type in AC/DC, it knows it's AC/DC. So it's obviously a glitch. Now, I don't know if it's a permanent glitch. I don't know if it's a recent glitch. I don't remember if I've ever searched AC/DC songs before in this way. So I said, you know what? I have the Spotify email address already in my phone book because I've had to correct like bands that are in the wrong folder. I've sent them corrections and they're always right back. They're great at it. So I wrote them an email and I said, hey, I described the problem I just explained to you, Scary. I sent a screenshot of the error and I said, look, I don't have the time. I don't know if it's all AC/DC songs, if it's just this AC/DC song. I don't know. I'm letting you know that when you connect from Shazam for this song, there's a problem. But if you guys want to check it out to see if it's all AC/DC songs, I don't know if it's a new thing, an old thing. Just wanted to let you know. Thanks. Now, I've done my part, right?
That's it. That's all you can do. I mean, I wouldn't stress over it any further.
So here's what I got back. Hi there, David. Thanks for getting in touch. We know it's not cool when your Spotify app is not working seamlessly. Don't worry. Resolving issues is what we're best at. Well, it's not my issue. First off, we appreciate your effort in sending us a screenshot of what's happening. Okay. With that, have you tried using other devices? Different internet connection. Also, does the issue persist if you tried searching the said song manually directly in our app? Please also make sure that both the app, the app is up to date. We're eager to get this sorted out. We'll keep an eye out for your response. So I wrote back, dear Spotify, I do not have time to investigate this problem. It's not my Wi-Fi connection. What would it matter what my data connection was? Your app isn't searching properly, okay? I don't know if the app is updated or not. I mean, it is updated, right? But that's on, go, just do a search. See if it works for you. So I wrote back, I'm not interested in helping you. I'm sorry. I don't have the time. I gave you as much information as more than, how many people would even give that much information, Scary? And a screenshot.
No one would even come close to putting that much energy into it.
That's correct. So I wrote them and I said, I don't want to help you anymore, basically. Politely, but I don't want to help. Okay. They wrote back, hello, David. Thanks for getting back to us. Kindly send us a video clip of what's showing from your end so we can investigate further. It's also best to try searching other songs to check if the issue still persists. We'll be on the lookout for your response. So I wrote back again and I said, again, I'm not going to send you a video clip. I sent you a screenshot and I detailed in my explanation, and I told you I didn't want to be more involved, but now you're making me send another email. I'd like to move on. Love your app. Have a nice day. Then they wrote me back, thanks for recently contacting Spotify Customer Service. We would love to hear your feedback about how we did in helping you with your question.
They have you running in circles. You're chasing your tail at this point.
Now they want me to fill out a survey to let them know how they didn't listen to what I said.
Because it's all done by bots. I mean, we've had this. This is the same conversation over and over again with these customer service that are on autopilot, where they're just algorithms, or they're looking for certain keywords and phrases, and they pick up on certain things, and they're not really answering your question.
Except they referenced my screenshot. They referenced, right? They referenced.
But it's still on auto. It's still on auto.
But
there's no human behind this.
That's not true. Maybe not these. But every time I've written them about a song being miscategorized before, or like, okay, so one of my favorite bands is TNT. It's a glam metal band from the 80s, hair metal band. When I went to their folder, there was a Latin DJ group called TNT. Their songs were in the same folder. I emailed them the problem. I got an email back within an hour. We see the problem. We're going to fix it. And then later that day, it was fixed. And then another time I saw two bands with the same name were in the same folder. They corrected it. They sent me a thank you note. It was customized to me. It was not a bot. This situation pissed me off no end. You try to do a nice thing, and they try to bleed you dry. Am I right?
You're right, Brody, but you're not going to change the world.
I'm going to try.
No, you're not. You're not. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You just, you know what? Sometimes you just need to lay down and roll over. And just, sometimes you need to take it in the ass.
I'm not going to take that recommendation.
But you know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying, let them cram their bullshit on you.
Sometimes it all comes around.
And then just walk away.
No.
Just say, you know what? I tried. I did my part. No, I'm a good American. I'm out.
I did give up. I did, but I usually win. You know that. You remember that story I told you about the woman who wanted me to discount the chairs because she wanted to pay to have them reupholstered?
Yes.
Well, I won that one. You know why? Because I didn't sell them to her. And last week, a woman came and said, I'm going to reupholster the chairs. When can I come get them? And she came.
Yeah.
And I said, I told her the story. She says, well, my husband's an upholsterer. He's going to do it.
Perfect.
So I got full price for the chairs.
You did.
And I sold them to an upholsterer.
Finally. You got some closure. You lost a few hairs while you were at it.
That's not why I lost.
You went a little grayer, but you know what? You got your cash.
I did.
You got a payday.
I did. Look, we're running late here.
Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
I got one more story.
Which we'll do right after this.
Right after this.
Jesus
Christ. It's going to end up on a T-shirt.
Okay. We have some email to go over.
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Time management, David Brody. Time management.
Okay. So I want to tell you this story. I want to explain to you. Do you know what Bopka is?
Babka is, yes, from the TV show Perfect Strangers.
No, that's Balky.
Babka. They had the baby Babka episode where Balky was a Babka baker and he had to do the Babka song when you're rolling out the dough, just be sure to roll it slow.
Okay, so
baby Babka make you sick.
No. Babka was also featured in an episode of Seinfeld.
It's a chocolatey.
No,
has chocolate undertones. It could have chocolate undertones, but it's a cakey. It's a
Babka is a sweet braided bread or cake which originated in the Jewish communities of Poland and Ukraine.
Poland.
It is popular in Israel and in the Jewish diaspora.
It's Polish.
It's Jew bread. Okay.
It's an Ashkenazi thing.
Okay. You can either it's either chocolate. Yes. Within the folds or cinnamon.
Right, it's within the folds. Right, cinnamon,
but like, your people, Scary, Italians would never, like, on Christmas, have, like, a ham and a babka.
Babka. Let me tell you, my family likes a lot of things that are not Catholic or Italian.
I understand that. But they wouldn't, it's traditionally, it's in Jewish bakeries.
Babka.
You wouldn't go into an Italian, Calandra's Italian bakery.
They're not selling babka.
They're not selling babka, okay? So when you see babka
they're selling
store,
baba rum, though.
Okay, when you go to a Jew's house, you might bring a nice babka.
You may.
A chocolate babka. Seinfeld said, the chocolate babka doesn't take a... The cinnamon babka doesn't take a backseat to the chocolate babka. Anyway, chocolate babka is fantastic. Cinnamon babka is pretty good. So Jewish babka... Babka is like... Could not be any more Jewish if its name was Moshe Babka.
Right.
Okay?
It's on the same level as Kugel.
So, I was
and
invited...
And latkes.
I was invited... We were invited to a friend's house.
And kasha varnishkes.
For Thanksgiving... Thanksgiving, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. A little pre...
And borscht.
Pre-Thanksgiving dinner at a friend's house. Okay?
And gefilte fish.
So I go to Whole Foods. They told me I was in charge of dessert. So I'm going to get a pecan pie, maybe a pumpkin pie. Maybe both.
Please do eat my pecan pie.
I'm in the produce section. Okay? And on the ledge, you know how the produce sometimes is in like square boxes?
Yeah.
And they put ice in it, right? There's a square box and on diagonally on the corner of the box is a chocolate babka.
Oh.
Now, this is at the beginning of the store.
Is it a random babka?
It's a babka.
It's a random babka?
There's a couple of people in the general area, but there's nobody looking at the babka. It's just sitting there.
It's by itself.
So I'm like, this is a sign from God. Get the babka and bring it to your friend's house. They would like a good Jewish babka.
Good.
Okay? I go and put my hand on the babka to put it in my cart, and I hear this. Yo, man, that's my babka.
Okay. Let me guess. It was the last person around you that you would think
that is correct.
Was ordering the.
I would say to you, in describing the man,
not a babka fan.
He was 6'6" at least. Obviously, he was a black gentleman.
Yep.
And I in the word these words have never preceded the word babka. Yo, man, that's my babka.
That's my babka.
That's how he said it. Yo, man, that's my babka.
That's great.
He sounded like a little like Shaquille O'Neal.
We live
I was like,
in a cultural melting pot.
So I turned around. I thought he was joking. I legit, because I honestly, in my life, growing up.
Well, first of all, he knew the name of it. He knew it was babka, so how could
never
it not
in my
be
life,
his?
Listen, not only have I never seen an Italian person grab a babka, in my recollection, I have certainly never seen a black man grab a babka. And he said it like I would say, like, hey, that's my babka. He said it like this was his pride and joy for the evening. This was his home run.
That's great.
This was like, he was like, yo, man, that's my babka.
Did you ask him where to find the rest of them?
No, I knew where they were. They're in the bakery section. But I was like, it's right there by the produce. So I was like, oh.
I'm just going to grab it.
Just grab the babka.
But what was he doing? Why was it unclaimed? Why was it not in his cart?
Because I think he put it down for a second because was when I walked into the area, I noticed he was talking to a friend or somebody else.
Okay. That's
so
great.
He was like, put the babka down, and I walked over. I'm like, because you know you look around, right? You look around. So, like, if there's an empty cart, right, you go, anybody looking? Like, you look around. Anybody? No, it's an empty cart.
So
you take the cart.
Why are you so fascinated by this? Is it the fact that this man is the last person on earth that you thought would be buying a babka?
Yes, that is correct. And not because he may be Jewish.
So,
Jewish is
which is fine. Yeah, he could, he could be black and Jewish. But...
Colin Kaepernick is Jewish. Like,
Brody,
right?
You have to understand something. I grew up in Brooklyn Which was a culture. And of course, we grew up in our little circles, in our little neighborhoods.
But there were no black people in the neighborhood.
And I understand that. But
there are a lot of Jews.
One thing that my parents did, and my father, is we would enjoy the delicacies of other nations. We would drive all the way to, at the time, Greenpoint, Brooklyn, which had a very big Polish, and we would go to a place called White Eagle Provisions. And I would walk in the store, and you know, I'm used to the Italian pastries and the cold cuts and the Italian this and, you know, the supersized chicken parm. I'm used to delis like that. But we would go into these Polish places where I would get a whole new perspective on life. And my father would order some Polish delicacies from behind the counter and say, give me a little bit of that. And I learned over the years. We would go into the Russian neighborhoods and order chicken Kiev. My father would bring home chicken Kiev for dinner.
Chicken Kiev is pretty close to chicken cutlet.
But it was beautiful. It was wonderful. It had a very different taste to it.
Yes.
And that's like a Russian dish. You know, we went.
By the way, chicken Kiev is now pronounced chicken Kiev.
Did not know that.
Kiev is pronounced Kiev.
Okay, didn't know that. Well, so, but what I was getting at was I'm the last person on earth that you would think would be ordering the chicken Kiev or the chicken Kiev. But I learned about Mediterranean food, about Israeli and Greek and, you know, Russian and Polish and all this stuff. So I have learned this over time, and I was learned to keep an open mind about other people's foods.
Yes, absolutely. I eat food from other cultures also.
So if I hear a guy say, yo, man, that's my babka.
I'll tell you why it's different.
I'm not thinking twice. I'm not flinching. Yeah, but, in fact, I'm actually amused. I'm like, yeah, yes, you go. You go on with your badass.
But here's the thing that if you're not Jewish, you won't understand this necessarily. Everybody eats Italian food, right? Everybody eats Mexican food, Tex-Mex, Spanish food. There are like French food. There are bigger cultures, bigger types of food group cultures that people eat, right?
Yeah.
You don't necessarily eat food from Indonesia.
No.
You might, right? But it's not as popular as Chinese food or Japanese food.
Correct.
Okay, there's tiers of food. There's levels of cultural food. It's all great. I'm not saying Indonesian food's not as good as Chinese food. It's just not as Americanized and as popular in America. Okay? So Jewish food, I think, has a stigma that people are like, I don't know what matzo balls, what's matzo? They don't even know what it is. People don't know what a knish is outside of...
That's why I love it so much. I'm a glutton for Jewish food.
You grew up in Brooklyn where there's Jews everywhere. There's huge Jewish communities like Borough Park.
Well,
point was, I am not accustomed to non-Jews eating Jewish food.
Understood.
And so when this man was like, yo, man, that's my babka. I was like, what? What? I thought he was joking with me. I thought he was like an employee. He was like, let me fool this Jewish kid here and just watch a freak him out.
That's hysterical. That's great. Did you have a conversation with him?
No, I just said, oh, you like babka? I said, is it good here? He's like, it's great. I was like, okay, good.
Great, good. I'll go get my own. Thanks. I'll see you in the bakery section.
I don't know if I can trust him because he's not Jewish. I don't know if he's Jewish.
Well, you never know. But, you know, similarly.
It just threw me. So now I don't think I'll ever look at a babka again and not think to myself,
some of the most sweet-smelling pastries I've had or tasted and smelled was in a Portuguese bakery in the Ironbound section in Newark.
I walked into Portuguese food.
Portuguese bakery. They have these awesome little, oh my God, they have the little cream inside, these little. Right.
Do you like Cuban food?
Yes, I do. I love, I'm going to say ropa vieja. I'm going to say the obvious stuff, right?
Yeah, so I didn't eat Cuban food till about 5-6 years
Cuban
ago.
Cuban food's great. I like Madeiros.
You know why I didn't eat Cuban Madeiros? Food? Because you know what's on a Cuban sandwich? Mustard and pickles.
Yeah, but this is one thing.
Okay, scary. But growing up, when I heard Cuban sandwich and it had, I thought mustard and pickles, why would I like Cuban food? If their signature sandwich has two things I hate, why would I eat
dill.
Cuban food?
They right. got me with the dill.
I assumed Cuban food was a lot of pickles and mustard. I didn't know. So then when I got older, I was like, wow, Cuban food is steak and different things. Plantains. I love Cuban
food.
Got
a lot of stuff.
But Cuban food, again, not as popular as Mexican food in America.
No,
it's terrific.
No, but
so Jewish food, you can go to, I would say 85% of America does not have Jewish food or Jewish people.
Or have tasted Jewish food.
Right, right. Like I said, I knew a woman who moved from the Midwest
why
to New Jersey.
I told,
she didn't know what a knish was.
That's why I told everybody when they come to New York, they got to go to Sadell's. Sadell's is an amazing.
No, they got to go to Katz's Deli, not Sadell's. You don't go to Fufu to start. You don't go to the Fufu place.
Can we do
to
some mail
culture.
And then we get out of here?
Oh my God. All right, I got like 4 minutes.
Time. That sounds like...
By the way, I didn't explain Kiev. Should I explain Kiev?
Welcome.
Wait. You're talking over the jingle, damn it.
It's from 1986.
Okay.
96, sorry.
Explain it. Go ahead.
Okay, Kiev used to be part of the Soviet Union, but now it's part of Ukraine, and they have a different dialect.
Right, so they call it Kiev, right.
Right, it's K-Y-I-V now, where it used to be K-I-E-V.
Okay. Hold everything else.
Chicken I'll Kiev,
take,
I wanted you to
I'll
know.
Take the KY.
Brody knows things.
The
That's
KY.
All. Yeah. Read some email and we gotta get out of here.
Man, Rush.
That sounds like
talking over the jingles.
Ooh, I love Rush. They should have been one of my jingles favorite bands. And
everything. You've got
Why
mail.
Why we keep talking over jingles?
What?
Always email us at thebrooklynboyspodcast@gmail.com. Rebecca Chan writes to us and says, please thank the Brooklyn Boys. Really appreciate you for addressing the mispronunciation of Peng Shuai's name in the media. As a child of Chinese immigrants, people constantly mispronounce and misspell my parents' names. While I understand that these mistakes can happen, the stakes are higher when it comes to the news. Mispronouncing a name, and one that is actually not that complicated if someone just took an extra few seconds to fact check, comes off as dismissive and disrespectful, especially given the circumstances. Thank you, Rebecca. Yes. And she's talking about P-E-N-G-S-H-U-A-I, where people were calling her Peng Shui because of Feng Shui.
Right.
But we know it's Peng Shuai. Did I get that right?
Well, yeah. Well, you know what? Do you know who... Well, you don't watch The Daily Show.
Well,
but one of the correspondents on The Daily Show is... I want to get his background. His Indian descent. His name on The Daily Show was Hasan Minhaj, right? As a comedian, he was Hasan Minhaj.
Right.
Well, now he has his own show and a bigger career, and he's not on The Daily Show anymore. And he was on The Tonight Show about a month ago, and Jimmy Fallon says, coming up on the show, ladies and gentlemen, Hasan Minhaj. So wait a minute. So I said, what? How does Jimmy Fallon not know how to pronounce his guest's name? Hasan Minhaj. So he comes out and he goes, your name's Hasan Minhaj, right? He goes, yep. Wow. He said they Americanized my name to Hasan Minhaj.
Oh.
But his name is actually Hasan Minhaj.
Brother of Nikki. Is that the cousin?
Not Minhaj.
Oh.
Minhaj.
You said Minhaj. Anyway.
Right. Well, she's French. That's Minhaj a trois.
Craig Brosler wrote to us on email. I saw this while scrolling through Facebook. Instantly thought of you guys. It's a huge sign that someone put up. Professional, and it's an ATM machine available inside.
Yes, I saw that.
That's hilarious. Brandy Simmons with the Simons with the typo police. Listen, want to say my stepdad passed away recently after a long battle with Parkinson's. One thing we shared was our sense of humor. He was in and out of ICU for weeks and was bored out of his mind. I played him a few of the Brody's rants and the stories from that you guys tell. The first was the UPS story. One of the few times he laughed in his final few weeks. This is a gift. Aww. I cannot thank you guys enough for. Anyway.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And then she goes into a typo that she saw on the TV show Hoarders. That's from Brandy Rutkowski. And that was it's a visual, but they spelled all Hoarders right. Wrong.
Hey, before we get out of here, should we make a shirt that with a picture of a babka that says, yo, man, that's my babka.
Yo, man, that's my babka. I don't know. It might sell about three.
Yeah, I'll buy one. You won't buy any.
Okay, let's see.
Wrap it up, Scare. I got to go.
Okay, all right. All right, so dear Beery and Scrody, understand you guys work hard and often, but I greatly appreciate you getting off your asses and getting back to work. I need new Brooklyn Boys podcasts. Don't take vacations. Oh, I love your off time, but please, he wants us to issue a podcast on a non-working week.
We've done that in the past. We couldn't do it this time.
I'm ready. This is what he wrote while we were on vacation. I'm ready for you to get back behind the mic and talk some shit for fuck's sake. I know there's got to be a ton of stories from the past couple of weeks. Brody and Squeery, Skeery and Brody, Beery and Scrody and Beery. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. So that goes for you, Chris Travers. We're back. What can we say for you? Then we have one other one, if I may.
This is your last one, Sky. Gotta go.
Okay. Sorry. My last one. Okay. Legit. All right, Brody and Skeery, I love the Bizarro episode 195, where Brody is healthy and Skeery is less bougie. Brody's eating healthy, Skeery's less bougie. But I do have a gripe with Skeery. My last name, Della Bernarda, is a classic Italian name, and Skeery thought it was Jewish. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Take his Italian card away, Brody. Totally joking. I'm sorry, I mispronounced your name, Brian Della Bernarda, but there you go. I thought he was Jewish. And finally, Paola, says, oh my God, love you guys. Go Bensonhurst. I recently visited a friend in the Poconos. We went to a Dunkin' Donuts and she placed her order, which was three large coffees and a couple of sandwiches. The girl at the window told her to please drive up and park in the handicapped parking area. I lost my shit. I was like, no, don't you dare pull up. This is a drive-through, not a park-through. My friend, right, who doesn't listen to you guys, who now she now does, did not understand why I lost my shit. But of course, I explained it, and she thought it was ridiculous to get upset. And anyway, it was pretty funny. I got upset. She didn't, but I listened to your podcast.
Wonderful.
Love you guys. Been listening since episode zero. I'm up on number 76 right now. Love, Paula D. No relation to Paulie D.
Oh, hey, Scary.
Yeah, dude.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Everybody, go to ElvisDuran.com/sauce and watch me cook a lasagna. Rayo's sponsor. Hit the jingle, bitch.
The boys.
What the?
From Brooklyn.
What the fuck? What are you
Brooklyn
doing to me?
Huh? Boys from Brooklyn! What
the fuck is that all about? What are you doing? What are you doing, Brody? The hell? Hey! No. That's not right. Hello? He fucking left me here by myself! I can't end it like that. Okay, I just want the slices to know that Dave Brody did an inappropriate fucking commercial for himself, a sponsor, on the way out when it was too late to hit the jingle, and I don't even have a jingle for him. I'm going to have a jingle made, and we're going to play the jingle on Brody next time. Fuck that guy.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.